At this time yesterday, the weather was very active across the region with pockets of severe thunderstorms. In fact, there were a couple of waves of severe thunderstorms across the region yesterday with some heavy downpours that resulted in some flooding. Additionally, some of these storms produced gusty winds, and there were numerous reports of wind damage across the region. That was all triggered by a cold front that came into a warm and very humid air mass, so the air was unstable yesterday. That front now has pushed off to our east, so things are settling down across the region. It's definitely less humid than this time yesterday. Those dew points have come down from this morning, so the air is turning drier. But we still have a couple of showers around this afternoon. There's some cool air aloft that is coming through, and that's still resulting in instability. So, yeah, a shower is possible, maybe a rumble of thunder in a few spots, but I am not expecting weather as intense as what we saw here yesterday afternoon. But be aware that there are some showers in the region. Moving into tonight, there still may be a few passing showers in spots, but most areas stay dry, and it will be dry most of the night. The sky will turn partly cloudy, and a few areas of fog will be possible as temperatures fall back into the 50s to near 60. So with less humidity, less mugginess, it will be a more comfortable night for sleeping across the region. Moving into the day tomorrow, things are looking pretty similar to what we are seeing today. So we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. A shower or a thunderstorm may pop up in spots, though much of the day will end up being dry. Temperatures tomorrow will come up into the 70s, though I tell you, up in the Adirondacks and the higher elevations, we're likely to hold in the 60s through the day. So a little bit cool in the higher elevations tomorrow for most of us. We're pretty close to average or normal for this time of year. Thursday looks to be a dry day. Temperatures again will rise to near 80 in many spots, so we see summer arrive tomorrow. Thursday is the first full day of summer, so things aren't looking too shabby as the summer season arrives. And then on Friday, we'll have a warm front pass, and then a cold front sweep in, and those fronts are likely to set off some more showers and storms. We'll also see that mugginess come back to wrap up the work week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower, some areas of fog, low in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, breezy, with highs in the 70s, some 60s in the Adirondacks. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, breezy, with highs in the 70s, some 60s in the Adirondacks. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, breezy with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, breezy, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny with highs in the 70s to near 80, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, humid, high 78 to 84. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.